are times in my life where I say, I need Cooper to be Cooper to somebody. And I might need to call on Cooper for some reason with this story here. I've been wanting a certain brand of eyeglasses for a long time.
Ooh, I get to bitch somebody out. Great. Who? Where? What?
I've been looking for Tom Ford glasses. A certain brand of Tom Ford glasses, which aren't cheap.
Right.
They're very expensive. It's probably the most expensive glasses you can buy.
Okay.
So I finally found a pair online. And I bought them.
Whoa. Did you buy them directly from Tom Ford?
No, I bought them from somebody who bought somebody from Tom Ford who bought it. It's a whole thing. They weren't that expensive. They weren't cheap, but they weren't, you know, $5,000 glasses. They were, but they got them. They look great. They're exactly what I wanted. I went to the eye doctor. I got the prescription. My eyes changed a little bit, so I needed a new prescription. So then I had to go find somewhere to take my glasses so they can make the glass for the frames.
Right, of course.
So the cheapest place, because I'm cheap.
Yeah, except for spending a lot of money on your glasses.
Except for a pair of Tom Ford glasses that I really wanted. So I shopped around and I found Costco.
And okay, so far so good.
They have a really good optical place there. So I took the glasses. They did all the measurements. They did all that. They said it'll be a week to come back. So this was last Wednesday.
Okay.
So I showed up Wednesday. No, two Wednesdays ago. I showed up last Wednesday and they looked and they said, no, they're not here. They should be here tomorrow. Went back the next day. They're not here. They should be in Wednesday or Thursday. So now it's 2 weeks.
Oh.
So while we have been on the air.
Oh, no.
I have gotten a call.
Hey, Anthony. This is at Costco Optical. And unfortunately, I'm calling to tell you that the lab has called and told us they have lost your frame. So at your convenience, if you can come on in and choose any frame on our board, we will get your glasses going again with the new frame at our expense.
Okay, so they lost your frames. They lost your expensive Tom Ford frames, and they're offering that you come in and pick some of their cheap-ass $2 frames, and they would do that for you for quote-unquote free. Mm-hmm. No. You get the what you're going to do is you're going to bring the bill of how much you paid for the Tom Ford glasses. You're going to march them in. Somebody stole them, by the way, just so you know right now.
Right.
Those Tom Ford glasses showed up and somebody went, holy crap, these are the Tom Ford glasses. Mm-hmm. And they took them. I guarantee you somebody at Costco, at their glasses or their lab or whatever, stole your glasses. They don't lose glasses. That doesn't happen. Okay.
Good point.
Yeah. Someone stole your glasses. So you're going to march your ass in there, ask to talk to a manager, or I'll do it. I'll fly down there. You want me to call them? I'll call them if you want. I'll call them and I'm going to tell them, no. I'm not going to take some of your cheap ass glasses. These were whatever, $400 glasses. You're going to give me, I will show you the bill. You're going to give me every dime back for the glasses that I spent. And then I'm going to take my business elsewhere and I'm going to get on my national radio show and tell everybody about this bullshit that Costco is pulling on me.
All right. I'll show you the glasses. Who made these glasses popular is Ryan Reynolds. So he wears these glasses all over the place. So I saw him.
You're a big Deadpool fan, aren't you?
I'm a huge Deadpool fan. And when I saw his, he always wears these damn glasses. He even wore them in his latest movie. So
can I call them right now at Costco? Are they around right now? I'd like to call them right now.
Call them right now. I will go there tomorrow because I've been dealing with the same woman for a week now. And she keeps calling and saying, well, they're working on them, blah. She always gives me an excuse of why these glasses aren't done.
No, somebody stole them.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's what happened.
Yeah, so these are the exact glasses. So I did all the research. So I had to find the exact glasses that he has.
Oh, those are really sexy. Oh, you're showing me a picture of Ryan Reynolds wearing the Tom Ford glasses, and I got to tell you, he looks sexier in the glasses than without them.
Right. So I had to find the exact glasses that those were.
Yeah.
And that's not easy thing to do. And
right.
I got the most expensive lenses that I could get. It was a whole thing. But now they lost them?
No, they didn't lose them. Somebody stole them. Somebody else saw that picture of Ryan. Those are gorgeous glasses. I would steal them if I worked there. I'd be like, doink. Oops, lost your glasses. Yeah, no, they did not lose them. They stole them, and you're getting your money back. Do you have the bill? Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, no, not somewhere. Go find that receipt.
Well, I'm just going to send them what they are online. Here's the $5,000 bill. You buy me a new pair of Tom Fords.
Right. But they were offering to give you a pair of their cheap-ass Costco glasses. So you have to explain to them, no, these weren't your cheap-ass Costco glasses.
No.
Listen, this should be a lesson to you, my friend. Here's the thing. You cannot go cheap. When you spend a lot of money on something, you got to keep moving in that direction for the thing, okay? Like I have, you know me, my shoe collection. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of pairs of shoes that are very expensive. I don't take them to be fixed at, you know, whatever, Jim's shoe shop. There is a specific place. It is in Midtown, and they specifically do. It's well known here in the city, and they do high end shoes, and that's all they do. And everybody takes their shoes there. It is very expensive, but it's worth it. And guess what? They don't lose your shoes.
Yeah, that's like taking a pair of your $3,000 shoes in to get fixed, and oh, we just lost your shoes.
Right. Right. That's why I'm saying if you're going to spend that kind of money on glasses, you got to find some like precious little eyeglass place that has expensive glasses. They know how to deal with that. You can't go to, I mean, as much as I love my friends at Lens Crafters, you know,
I thought Costco was a step up from Lens Crafters.
Clearly not.
They could have had them done in a freaking hour.
Yeah. While you waited.
And the thing that really pisses me off, I've already paid for them. I paid.
No, they're going to give you that money back too. You're getting that money back and you're getting the money back for the glasses. And you're going to ask to speak to a manager or I'll call for you. I'll handle it. I love these conversations. I live for this stuff. You know me.
You do. That's why I said I need to bring you in. So,
you want me to call? I'll call.
The glasses. That makes me insane.
No, they didn't lose them. Someone stole them.